very warm welcome to Pancake the Multi-Layers to Business Talk. My name is Aline Inen. I am your host, and thank you very much for joining this introduction episode to the podcast. Pancake is going to be launched on a weekly basis, so every Friday afternoon European or Central European time, this weekly summary is going to be presented to you. I am going to speak about latest market developments, of new tools that I tested, new websites that have been launched for more productivity or automation of working tasks, as well as creativity techniques that will help you with your internal workshops or any types of creativity events when you are in any kind of a design process for a product or a service, as well as best practices for your daily tasks. I will also shortly speak about the social media talk of the week, which is going to summarize cross-platform buzzwords and latest talks of the week. At the end of every podcast episode, there is going to be a mindfulness meditation between 3 to 4 minutes. Whoever wants to participate can just stay or continue playing the episode. And that is to bring you down from your work stress of the week and get ready for your beautiful and stress-free weekend. So get your weekly updates, stay up to speed with all the new trends. We research trends the entire week for you. And get your calm downer with the mindfulness, the short mindfulness meditation every Friday afternoon. As already shortly introduced to you in my video on my homepage, this is the extension of what I was speaking about. I was speaking about workplace challenges and nowadays new market developments and how things are affecting our daily work. And this caters to business professionals, meaning like corporates, employees, managers, leaders, professionals, as well as business owners or maybe freelancers. So as an extension to the developments I have shortly introduced in my introduction video on the homepage, I am going to speak to you about trends of the last couple of years, especially since the corona pandemic last year, on how it's affecting companies and what it means for you when you work in a organizational structure. Everybody that has been working in a digital change-driven environment, which is going to be for most of you, will probably agree to the fact that since the corona pandemic last year, that the speed of digital transformation, that was already a very speedy environment, that these developments are even accelerating, which has a huge impact on employees as well as employers. And especially from an internal corporate structure perspective, there are new developments that I want to introduce to you now. So from a macro perspective, the new era of work is influenced by new technologies, automation, as well as economic sciences. I will shortly speak about that as well. And artificial intelligence. So the so-called fourth industrial revolution, as you will read about in many studies and research studies in the internet, has really an unprecedented impact on all aspects of work. And it starts with the fact that companies and HR departments are starting to reinvent work with a more human-centered focus. And from my perspective, that really is an amazing evolution around how we work and how we lead, as well as how we structure our internal organizational structures at the moment. So the key impacts of what I was speaking about, this new era of work, is it has multi-layers, and it fits to the multi-layers of business from a pancake perspective. And the first layer really is the challenges that we have to deal with, factors of how the evolution of how we lead in the future. And the first effect is entrepreneurial spirit, meaning we don't speak about an entrepreneurial, but an intrapreneurial test and learn environment for continuous improvement in organizational structures, as well as the fact that in companies, even in small companies, that they operate more agile with quick decision making and approval processes to deliver quick results, and innovation anywhere. So it means that anyone is enabled to turn an idea into an initiative. And from a structural perspective, that means that even when somebody sits in the postal office of the company, that the structure allows that innovation can be developed anywhere, in any department, and can be put into practice or turned into an initiative by every employee. Up to now, these types of developments were centralized in certain departments, especially like in the project management office, or in certain work streams that were dealing with innovation within the company, like innovation departments, business units, as well as design teams, etc. So from my perspective, that's one of the biggest not challenges, but developments that we are facing. And the second step, I think one of the most crucial market developments is that there is a breakdown of department segments by unifying silos for a holistic transformation, which means the so far, business unit or department thinking, or even the language of sales versus marketing, marketing versus compliance versus IT. So every department, as we know it from a traditional perspective, was speaking a different language, was using special terms that maybe the other department wasn't understanding so well, which was causing many irritations and not really productive working, especially when you think of a project management meeting, when there were people from different types of business units all together. So breaking down this department type of structure and unifying silos into very effective work streams that are more driven by niche experts. There's one person that coordinates, that steers, let's say, for example, innovation projects. And this is accompanied by people that are really experts in certain areas to contribute to this one initiative. And some of you are going to say, yeah, but we already have that right now within our project teams. But this really goes a step further, because it's not only going to be for specific project teams or people that are project managers in your department. It's really going to be an entire restructuring in work streams versus department structures that is going to allow everybody to work in a certain initiative within a work stream, depending on what type of an initiative, whatever that might be. So to shortly summarize, we're speaking one company, one language, common quality standards, no matter what department, quality standards all unified, as well as goals. The other very new development in the past years is moving away from employee experience. All of us know the term employee experience into a more human-centered experience. And let me explain what that means. So far, we had companies or even HR departments that were making sure that employees were getting certain programs to raise employee engagement, to support work-life balance, as well as the employee experience in the company. And the new era of companies, and this is really based on many studies in the past, in the past 10 years, but in the last couple of years, this has really turned into an implementation phase for companies, that they are saying, we're not going to look at our employees as employees. We are going to create a human-centered approach, which bonds our internal talents on a long term to us, as well as allows more innovation in every department and supports internal programs for health related issues. So what does a more human-centered approach within companies contain? What types of human principles are actually going to be acknowledged in the future enterprise, which is called the social enterprise, reinventing work from a totally different perspective. And this is the result of the Deloitte Insight study from the Human Capital Trends study from 2019, which I have recently taken a look at. And they are, for example, dividing these human principles that are going to be acknowledged by companies to reinvent themselves and move towards the social enterprise from five perspectives. The first perspective is bringing more purpose and meaning to work, meaning that organizations are going to give individuals a new sense, a deeper purpose to work, moving beyond profit and focusing on good things for individuals, a social contribution. And I have really been analyzing this trend, and I've even written blog articles about it. This trend of bringing more purpose and meaning to work has a huge impact on organizational structures, from a marketing perspective, from a sales oriented perspective, from a service and product development perspective, from a corporate identity perspective, because bringing more purpose and meaning to work contains or goes through the entire corporate structure regarding the goals of the company, the way the communication processes are set up, the way the entire marketing is set up. And I have written, like I said, I've written articles about it in my next or in my first episode of this podcast. I'm going to speak about mindful management, which is going to contain information about business mantra, as well as mindful management, more emotional and cultural intelligence in companies. Where does this development come from? Okay, and the second perspective, let's get back to the Deloitte study results for more human principles in organizational structures is ethics and fairness, meaning that using data and technology and systems means that the ethical fairness perspective for a trusted and reliable business relationship between an employee as well as an employer is going to play a very crucial role. The next principle is growth and passion, meaning that jobs are going to be designed in a way where work and organizational mission statements are going to be developed to nurture passion and sense of personal growth in companies. So people can really afford the opportunity to create and add their own personal touch or develop their own most effective working practices and techniques rather than getting taught something that's might not really fit their working style. Like there's not going to be one approach to solve a problem or work more productively. So everybody is going to have the room to develop and design their own job environment. The next important development is collaboration and personal relationships. So building and developing teams is going to be more important in a digital transformation driven environment, meaning like personal relationships and moving beyond the strictly digital approach towards building human connections at work, looking at the working environment on a more community-based based perspective. The last point is transparency and openness. And I think this is, of course, relating to everything. But from my perspective, this is really mostly relating to people in managerial and leadership positions, meaning like leading and managing with a growth mindset, with emotional intelligence, with cultural intelligence to support team diversity, as well as having an understanding to work in an international professional niche expertise driven environment. I would like to speak about new technologies regarding artificial intelligence, and I think this is basically one of my most favorite topics, and I'm weekly testing for new tools and new websites. You can check that out on my business tools and free resources page, where I have short video sequences speaking about the top tools of the week that really help you in many different tasks and in many different ways. So as much as I'm a fan to artificial intelligence and new technologies at work, they also come with a downside. There are going to be, in the very near future, positions that are just not going to be needed in the new corporate structures. But the good news is that there are going to be new functions and new rules, as well as new skill sets that are really required just to work productively with the newly implemented technologies in the companies. So from a leadership position or a managerial position perspective, I would like to say that jobs are becoming more digital, more multidisciplinary. That's very important. People in managerial positions are going to have to work very strictly data-driven and on a multidisciplinary basis. This doesn't apply necessarily. I mean, I can't generalize it, but it doesn't apply to all employees because the new work streams and ways of working in small and very highly effective teams means that there are going to be team members with very specific niche expertise that are going to support the fast-paced launch of projects and initiatives. So as we all know from a traditional project management perspective, there's going to be one person that's going to steer, coordinate, communicate, and then there is going to be the rest of the team that is going to be divided in certain niche experts that are going to provide very quick results. Small teams, quick results, short communication instances. To get a holistic understanding about all these different types of market developments, it doesn't matter if it is leadership, it doesn't matter if it's from a structure, internal structure perspective, like with the departments and the silos versus the work streams. It really touches all these trends. When you don't get like a macro overview about where it comes from, then you will just receive it as fragmented information. Ah, okay, this is new marketing, this is new sales, this is new IT, this is new technology that's going to replace new roles. To give you a general macro overview about where all these trends come from, I would like to talk about economic sciences, because one of the reasons why we're facing all these new trends is because the traditional economic sciences, as we know as a non-experimental science, is more and more moving towards behavioral economic research, which means that economic sciences are more and more using methodologies that are normally applied in behavioral, behavioral sciences. And this really causes a shift in everything that is based on economy sciences from a corporate perspective. Let me start off by giving you a short overview about the applied client-centric method approaches. All of you have heard about customer experience design, user experience design. New words are like holistic user experience design, design thinking. We have been hearing about since the past decade, even though it was developed way before that, and human-centered design, as well as the latest trend to service-oriented design. So it's different terminologies, but they all have the same goal. In short, the new user-centered design approach is based on human behavior and can be summarized as human-centered design approach, which means, from my perspective, user-centered 2.0 is human-centered 1.0. So the new human-centered, we're moving away from the user perspective and we're looking more into a human perspective, as already also described in the context of employee and human resources. So this also causes that, for example, this new experimental approach for designing new services and products in product management departments, for example, or marketing departments, the way we communicate certain types of new products on the market or regarding like mission statements in the company. So everything is affected by this shift. So we're not only looking at digital transformation, we also have a transformation in economic sciences. And this has a huge impact. And I would like to give you one example that really reflects where the journey is heading into. I don't know if you heard of new marketing. When you are a marketer, I'm sure you already heard about it. It's not so new, but for many people that don't specifically work in marketing, it's a new development. And there are already a lot of educational organizations that are teaching and certifying in new marketing. And what this terminology stands for is marketing with an experimental and purely data-driven approach, which means every initiative comes with rapid experimentation. There are different types of methodologies and practices that support rapid experimentation. And it's turning into an integral part of the daily work of a traditional marketer, which means working agile, working experimental, working purely data-driven, accomplishing results by iterative processes, by constant iteration, meaning starting with the smallest version of a product, a service, or whatever is getting developed, an initiative, within a company. One good example of a company that has been working with this type of method is Amazon. Amazon Marketplace, when they have a new functionality or a new service that they would like to test out on their website, they don't use test teams or testers. They really go out there and test it as a field experiment, as a live experiment by their clients. And they just put it on the website and see what happens. And they look at the data that's getting generated. So they work purely not only data informed, they work purely data driven. And when the feature, for example, or the new functionality is getting used a lot by the users and accepted, then they will take this one feature and develop a larger version of it. So to summarize all new market developments, from my perspective, it seems to be that everything that we're looking at, it doesn't matter if it's a waterfall project management versus agile project management, which is the total opposite. The one is very much based on documenting, analyzing, and having a full picture of everything before you really kick off the development phase of your project, versus agile, which just starts. Like, you know, agile teams just start working on their task and they experiment, they make prototypes, and they see what happens. And sometimes it leads to something and sometimes it doesn't. And but the mindset within the teams is in a way where the effectiveness and the development process is what is in the center of what they're doing. When 10 or 15 years ago, anybody would have told you like business mantra or more meaning to work, all these developments, when, you know, in a regular traditional organizational structure, everybody would have looked at you with a big question mark when you would have mentioned something like this. And it wasn't foreseeable that these types of developments are becoming business strategies to long-term positioning a company in a global and very competitive environment. So I hope that this very short summary was covering most of the points that might have been on your agenda. When you have any questions or you have any other developments that you would like to know more about, please write me an email or write a comment on the podcast page, and I will most definitely get back to you with an answer. Like I mentioned before, we are constantly researching trends as an advisor, as a consultant, and a business facilitator. We are mostly up to speed with the most crucial and most important trends. And so I am sure that I will be able to give you a satisfactory answer. So please just contact me, and I hope that you're going to stay tuned to this podcast. For today, I would like to say thank you very much for tuning in once again, for your time and your attention, and hope to hear or, you know, to be in touch with you, especially for the next episode about mindful management, which is going to be all about new leadership. Have a beautiful day.
The title.